The Warriors back in action after the All-Star break, hosting the Clippers and getting a 50-point third quarter to take control and grab the season series sweep for the second straight season. Stephen Curry, stellar, with a game-high 35 points, hitting 6 three-pointers to go with 7 boards and 5 assists. Klay Thompson with a pair of threes, finishing the evening with 18 points, while Kevin Durant, a powerful 25 points and 15 rebounds, as the Warriors rally from being down 16 at one point to turn the tables and take down the Clippers, 123-113 the final. Here's KD and Coach Kerr.
When Draymond gets it going like he did, his emotions start firing up. Is that kind of contagious with you guys a little bit?
Yeah, you know, especially with our crowd. They see it, and we feed off our crowd. And tonight they were great. And Draymond, you know, he brought the intensity no matter what. You know, he was, you know, definitely did a great job. You know, guarding Blake, I know it's tough. You know, he's such a good player in transition out on the perimeter and in the box. I think he did a great job on him. But, you know, with 5 fouls, he might have fouled out. Well, 5 fouls, and, you know, he had 4 in the early in the third quarter, and he just kept his composure. Well, he didn't keep his composure. He stayed in the game, and you know, his energy was kind of contagious, like you said.
Kevin, have you ever been a part of a 50-point quarter like that before?
Yep, Sunday in an All-Star game.
Did it feel like that? Did it feel like an All-Star game?
No, it was a little bit more defense out there. You know, in this game, but that was incredible. I think it all started from our defense, you know, getting rebounds and getting out in transition. 31 fast break points, you know, that's pretty cool for us. And Steph got it going from the three. Klay hit a few, I did, and, you know, that spread them out a bit, and we got layups after that.
Left pinky contusion. What exactly happened?
Who said that?
That's official team.
Yeah, you could have did it without that. You could have did it without that one.
what happened on the fall? And did, I mean, you really got it going in the third. Were you still shaking that off in the first half?
Nah, I mean, I just failed. And a little stinger, got back up and kept playing.
When you look at the way the team started off, I mean, we talked to Steve before the game, and he was saying that he feels like you guys are ready to play after the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
In that early going there, what do you think was going on that didn't quite – you said you guys didn't match their intensity. Was there anything else going on?
I think just the second quarter. I mean, the first quarter, I look, you know, we were up 10 in the first, and they came out, their bench did a good job, and they got it going. They made shots, you know, and they made a few shots, and that kind of sparked them a bit, you know. So I think it was just the second quarter that was pretty – that was rough for us, 37-18. That's kind of hard, you know. It's hard to win a game that way, but we kept fighting, and – it took 50 points in the third for us to get a lead, you know. So we can't get down early like that and expect to just turn it up in the third. But tonight we did a great job of coming out of the halftime with some more energy than we had, and, you know, with and our crowd was just amazing, and we fed off of that.
That third quarter seemed to have it all for you guys. Could you talk about both the highs of it and kind of the lows, and how much of the lows really matter in the grand scheme?
Yeah, well, it was a great quarter. It was an emotional quarter. We didn't have much fire at all in the first half, and we weren't very competitive, and we weren't very smart. I think we had 12 turnovers, and so we talked at halftime about coming out and playing with a little more urgency, and the guys really did. I mean, they got after it. They were being really aggressive, and obviously got a little testy there, and there were some technical fouls called, and but it's what we needed. We needed to stir things up and get ourselves going.
That Draymond tirade, or whatever you want to call it, clearly did, you know, fire you guys up, but he seemed to pretty clearly yell at you. What was going on right there, and what was kind of that about?
We had a talk today about the officiating and how we're going to approach the officials, and I told him, I said, let's see if we can take a different tack, you know, and myself included, you know, let's lay off these guys, you know. I want Draymond to go right up to the edge and not cross it, and that's asking a lot, because it's he plays right on that edge all the time. That's why he's so great. He's why he is who he is. We need that from him. And I think he was being very calm all game, and he was building because he was frustrated. He wasn't having a good game. Calls weren't going his way. And so he still got a tech, I didn't think he deserved a tech, but he was walking away from the ref and gave a tech, and I think he was frustrated because Draymond was frustrated because he got the technical while walking away, and so he came over to me like, basically like, is this how you want me to act? You know, I'm still going to get a tech anyway, you know, and I mean, it was emotional and it was fiery, but it was Draymond, and I, you know, we laughed about it afterwards. It was just, it's just the way he is, the way the game goes. He's going to be fiery. That's fine.
Steve, this game, this matchup brings out a lot of emotions a lot of times, but you guys have now won 10 in a row against the Clippers. Can it be a rivalry, even with that kind of lopsided, with one team winning that many times?
Well, we're on a good run against them, obviously. They've been without Chris Paul for many of those 10. I would say probably 4 or 5 of those games they've been without Chris, and that changes everything. But we've generally played well against them because they're a rival, if that makes sense. You know, they beat us in the playoffs a few years ago, and it's a team that we respect, and we want to beat them. So they tend to bring the best out of us, and you know, we've had a good run against them.
Steve, even for Steph's standards, that flurry at the end of the third, 17 points in 337 was pretty fun to watch, I'm sure. Amaze you?
Yeah. I felt like the All-Star break was great for Steph and Clay as well. You know, they needed to get their legs back underneath them a little bit, and the time off, I think, helped. And Q told me before the game that both guys looked really sharp and bouncy in warm-ups, and that's kind of what happens after the All-Star break. Guys just really, you know, start to get their bounce back and feel pretty good about everything. And I thought both guys showed that tonight.
Steve, what do you think of what you got from Zaza tonight, coming back after?
Zaza was tremendous. He and David both made huge impacts on the game. And I loved Zaza's physicality, boxing out, you know, keeping a body on people. We miss that. You know, he had 4 block shots, which career high? That's embarrassing. I can't wait to get on him about that. He's 7 feet tall. He's been in the league for how long? 12 years. I wonder what my career high in is blocks. One? I think probably. No, he was great. We need that. We need that physicality, especially against a big front line like the Clippers have. And then I thought David came in and gave us a huge lift as well. So it's really nice to have both of them back.
And there's one more game here at home before the Warriors take off on a 5-game road trip. And it's coming up Saturday night with the Brooklyn Nets visiting. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.